Welcome to Guitar Serious Fun, a podcast dedicated to enhancing your guitar journey as you offer your gifts to the Lord. I'm David Harsh, and today we're going to talk about how to effectively communicate with our teams, both music and tech, from our guitars. And spoiler alert, most of this communication is non-verbal. Let's get started. Did you know that as a guitarist on stage, you're always communicating something, whether you're trying to or not? Your presence on the platform, especially as a worship guitarist or band leader, puts you in the middle of a conversation. Will you communicate well? If you listen to what I have to share with you today, I think you'll gain some solid tips that will make you much more effective. I'm David Harsh, founder of Guitar Success For You, and after leading worship professionally on staff for over a decade and touring all over North America as a guest worship leader for almost 3 decades, I've picked up a few strategies that have really enhanced my process and blessed the people I've been serving with, both musicians and technicians. And most of these strategies involve non-verbal communication. Here are 6 ways to communicate well with your teams from your guitar. Number 1, cue and establish the tempo. Tempo is essential. How do we achieve consensus for how the song begins? The worship guitarist can count in. I've seen several approaches, but if the song is in 4-4 time and the worship leader, who may also be playing the rhythm guitar, wants everyone in on beat 1 and chooses to count 1, 2, 3, 4. Is there any ambiguity about when that downbeat of the first measure is? Nope. It's super clear. Some worship guitarists would rather not do this. They don't want to verbally start the song. A more subtle approach could be to tell the drummer to click in or to start the click by using a code word like, I don't know, exalt. We could say, let's lift our voices together as we exalt our Lord in song. Cue the click track. Number 2, keep the tempo. Some of us have people on our teams who like to rush. If the whole team or band has IEMs with a click, this keeps things much more manageable. But without that infrastructure, we need to be able to signal our team with our foot, especially if the tempo is accelerating unnecessarily. We can stomp our foot or we can lightly tap our foot. But if we have a solid feel and ability for communicating the tempo, our team should be able to visually check in and see if they are on track with us. Obviously, they need to be able to have line of sight to our foot for this. Number 3, move to and from the mic. Let's assume that you're leading worship as you sing and play rhythm guitar. Do you need to be at the mic when you're not singing? My answer to that is no. Track with me here. If there's a short or long intro or instra break, it does not serve the band or anyone well for the worship leader to linger at the boom mic. They're sending a false positive message to everyone and creating a subconscious state of insecurity. The only foolproof strategy is if the worship leader moves to the side, away from the mic at the breaks, and then comes back when it's time to sing again, thereby rebooting the process. Coming back to the mic tells everyone, including the projectionist, that the next lyrics are to be sung. Is this overkill? Not if you've witnessed what I have, people from the congregation inadvertently singing solos and then stopping abruptly, sometimes not without a bit of embarrassment. Number 4, move the guitar neck for ritardandos. Ritardando is the Italian musical expression for slowing down, usually at the end of a song. If you want your band to follow you rhythmically through that slowdown, use your guitar neck. You can literally subdivide the measure by moving your neck down and up and decelerating the tempo. Number 5, raise the guitar neck to signal the end of the song. If the band isn't certain if the chorus you're on is the final chorus, etc., simply raise the neck of your guitar about 30 degrees as you sing and strum, and the band can see that as a signal to wrap up. They'll know the song is about to end. Number 6, confirm the length of the closing song even before it begins. Sometimes we need to call an audible and truncate the song at the end of the service. We can communicate our plans for this with our teams without saying a word. For this to happen, it helps to have two versions of the song rehearsed and ready in the minds of the band, but even in the slideshows of the projectionist. These two versions are the unabridged version and the abridged version. But how to communicate with the band and the projectionist which way you're gonna go? Right before the closing song, I can choose one of two postures that will be visible to everyone, even from far away. First, hands at my sides indicates no hurry, and therefore the unabridged version. Second, hands on my guitar indicates that time is short and we are in a hurry, and therefore the need for the abridged version. So once more, the six ways to communicate with your teams from your guitar are: number one, cue and establish the tempo. Number two, keep the tempo. Number three, move to and from the mic. Number four, move the guitar neck for ritardandos. Number five, raise the guitar neck to signal the end of the song. And number six, confirm the length of the closing song even before it begins. I hope these tips have been helpful today. There are more, and I'll share additional thoughts with you on related subjects in the future. For now, put some of these into practice for your next time of worship or band offerings. Note that I suggested some. Don't feel like you need to tackle all of them at once. And if you're looking for a way to go deeper with your guitar and worship journey over the long game with effective tools, a Christ-honoring community, and a proven process that's highly affordable and super flexible, check out GuitarSuccessForYou.com. This could be something you've been waiting for a long, long time. And maybe it's the perfect season in your guitar development to get on board. You could be one of our happy guitar successors with just a few clicks of a mouse. I hope you'll consider joining us. Thanks for digging into another seriously fun discussion topic with me. I'll see you next time.